Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio and in Waukesha on The Shaw. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store and download our app, or just sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And you can take your favorite shows with you 24/7 wherever you go. And while you're at it, click on the link. It says support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, undermining our democracy, attacking our elections, buying into the Trump big lie. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice supporting our democracy, supporting the integrity of our elections. Well, the Republicans have never given up tricks to try to undermine an election. And this one, even I have got to say, is as sneaky and nefarious as you can get. The Wisconsin Election Commission, three Republicans and three Democrats, took the place of the Government Accountability Board run by independent judges when the Republicans didn't like some of the things they did. And the Wisconsin Election Commission issues guidelines to clerks around the state on the election, supervise the election. They have staff. Megan Wolf is the executive director. Well, the Republicans in the gerrymandered, illegitimate legislature have sent a document demand to them that's designed to shut down the WEC and make it very difficult, if not impossible, for them to supervise the 2022 elections. What do we mean by that? They sent a massive voter data request, and it has been labeled as insane by one member of the Wisconsin Election Commission and by staff. They want to know, for instance, millions, perhaps many hundreds of millions of pieces of data, how much money does it cost to do this? How long will it take? And what can't be produced? That's what the Wisconsin Election Commission staff is proposing as a response. This will cost an enormous amount of money, taxpayer money. It'll take hundreds and maybe thousands of hours. And there's some things we can't give you. What this is designed to do is halt the operations of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Here's what some of the things they want. They want 20 years of tech agreements, 20 years of tech agreements that the Wisconsin Election Commission and their predecessors, the Government Accountability Board and their predecessor, made with any company for support services. 20 years ago. What are they going to contest? What? Jim Doyle's first race? Are you kidding me? They want details where all servers are housed and where they have been housed. Records of all change of address, names, or voting status for more than 7 million current and former residents of the state. Records of any change of address, name change, i.e. in marriage, for instance, or voting status. This has been described by one of the Wisconsin election commissioners as overbroad and unreasonable, an attempt to shut us down as I have ever seen. And this guy is a lawyer. Even a Republican, Knutson, on the Wisconsin Election Commission says the broadest request he's ever seen, and he's a lawyer too. It's the broadest I've ever seen or heard of. Hundreds of millions, maybe billions of data parts are being demanded. They want birthdays, social security numbers for all voters. Federal law prohibits them from giving that information, prohibits it. It's an illegal request. The idea is anything they don't turn over, the Republicans will sue them and tie this up in court and hope that it goes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Another member, the chair of the Jacobs, or she was the chair, maybe she still is, called an insane report. It's ridiculous. Can't give it to them. They've got to come clean and tell us what they want. Well, I got news for you. What they want is to shut you down. This isn't in good faith. Hundreds of millions or billions of data points. They want change of addresses. They want Social Security numbers and birth dates for voters 20 years ago, many of whom have died. This is not in good faith. Now, what normally happens in civil litigation, and I've been involved in civil litigation in my practice for decades, if you have an overbroad request, first of all, if somebody did something like this in a civil case, they could very well be sanctioned for a frivolous demand. They certainly would be told by the court, no, you're not going to get 20 years of anything. You're not going to get illegal stuff like Social Security numbers and birth dates. You're not going to get billions of data points. And some courts will narrow it and say, here's what you're going to get. This one, I think most courts would say, I haven't the faintest idea what you really are getting at in good faith. Redraft it. And if you redraft it frivolously, you're going to have to pay attorney's fees. This is as clumsy and stupid a tactic as I have ever seen, as I've ever seen in litigation. When you say that you want 20 years of stuff because you didn't like what happened in the 2020 election, so you want to go back to what, 2022? Strike that, 2002? Tommy Thompson left to go in the cabinet. Scott McCallum was acting governor. Jim Doyle beat him. Jim Doyle then won in 2006. Walker won in 2010. Walker won in 2014. Evers won in 2018. You want to revisit all that? You want to overturn Doyle's election? And you want to overturn Walker's election? That'd be fine with me, except it's too late. Why are you doing this? Why are you asking for possibly billions of data points? Why are you deliberately asking for things that are illegal, like Social Security numbers? Why are you doing that? You're not doing it in good faith. You are not doing it because you really want this data. You want the staff and the commissioners to scurry and interfere with the administration of the 2022 election. This is, remember what I said, the fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism rolls in on little cat's feet. Very slowly. You don't have men with machine guns kicking down your door right away. That comes later. What you have is, and only in six states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, the swing states, those are the only states. Nobody's going to bother to do this stuff in New York or Alabama. And you will harass and attack and gnaw and nibble away, and fascism rolls in on little cat's feet. One at a time, one briefcase at a time, one anonymous lawyer slinking in with a briefcase. You can steal more money with a briefcase than with a gun. You can steal more votes with a briefcase than a gun. And eventually what they want is they want to count the votes. They want to put in an election commission of Gablemans and Vosses who will declare fraud in Democratic counties. And then one way to do it is if you say 10% of the vote there was fraudulent, you just randomly throw out 10% of the votes in a Republican county, that's all Democratic votes. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. Even Republican callers to the show tell me they don't like gerrymandering. Well, if they don't like gerrymandering, and this isn't the only way that fascism rolls in on little cat's feet. The other one is they are proposing to put an initiative on the ballot that has to pass the legislature two consecutive sessions, to make lieutenant governor, treasurer, secretary of state, superintendent of public instruction no longer elected offices. They'll be part of the cabinet of the governor. The governor will just appoint them. And there's a rabble out there who will vote for that. You will vote to give up your right to vote. They did it in Algeria more than 10 years ago. The government, authoritarian government, put on a ballot initiative. said, resolved, you give up your right to vote. We will appoint everybody. And it passed. And now they don't have a right to vote. Any people who gives up their right to vote doesn't deserve a democracy, but we do deserve a democracy. We invented modern democracy. We're not going to give it up. We're not going to give it up. Joseph Stalin, one of the biggest mass murderers in history, killed more than 20 million people, once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And they want Gableman and Voss to count the votes. And they have even suggested in Arizona and here, and Ron Johnson has endorsed this, and so has Clayfish, that the state legislature pick the electors. The presidential election is a beauty contest, and they will give it, quote, due regard, end quote, snicker, snicker, snicker. And then a gerrymandered legislature, which will be gerrymandered for 10 more years, will pick Trump electors or Republican electors, no matter who you vote for. There's a core issue here. Do you believe in democracy and do you want to defend it? Will you fight to defend it? This gerrymandered, illegitimate, corrupt legislature, the Republicans, have now issued a document request that will shut down the Wisconsin Election Commission. Some of it illegally, they have to come up with Social Security numbers for past elections and birth dates, which is illegal under federal law. Also, they want 20 years of tech experience, tech agreements, and they want records of all changes of addresses, name changes due to marriage and otherwise, voting status for more than 7 million people, current and former residents of Wisconsin. This is insane. It's overbroad. Even the Republicans have said that if this came up in normal litigation I was ever involved in, they would be paying attorney's fees. This has got to be shut down. This incessant attack on our democracy has got to be shut down. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.